Tanya, what are you doing here?
I'm retaking my O-levels.
Are you?
There's more chance of me retaking our wedding vows.
5 seconds in, well done. First dig, impressive.
I've come to pick our son up from school.
But we agreed this week I'm doing Monday and Wednesday.
I don't believe it. Justin, you're right.
Wow, was it actually you telling me I'm right?
Yep. You are indeed picking Justin Jr. up this week on Monday and Wednesday.
Feels good to be right for once.
But today is Tuesday.
Are you sure?
Yep. Tuesday, egg and chips, Zumba class at the gym.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a building where people get fit.
I've lost my phone. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
How did you lose your phone?
Remember that trip I took Justin Jr. on?
So here we stand on the lip of the deepest mine shaft in Europe.
Impressive.
Peering over the fence, you can see the drop into the darkness hundreds of feet below. A black hole from which there's no return.
I'll just take a photo of that. Oh no, my phone!
Can't keep hold of anything, can you?
Oh, here we go.
How's your girlfriend? Still in Australia?
Yes, she's finding herself.
Or putting herself as far away from you as is physically possible.
That's not true. She could be in New Zealand.
So what's in the bag?
Oh, it's just a little present for Justin Jr. It's a Lego Star Wars character. He loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, Miles got him some stuff the other day.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah, it was massive. I don't know much about Star Wars, but I think it was a fully operational model of the Death Star. What have you got him?
An Ewok.
What? Those little teddy bear things. He's 11, Justin. I think he might prefer the Death Star, to be honest.
You'd have fitted well in the Death Star.
Give it to me. I'll stick it in the car. Or should I say, I'll stick it in Miles's car.
Oh, that'll be the Jaguar then, is it?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's he do again?
He's in retail.
Works in a shop.
Hardly. He's got sports clothing outlets, all label stuff imported.
Yeah, from sweatshops in Indonesia.
Not true. They're in Thailand. He's helping with the costumes on Justin Jr.'s play.
Oh, yeah, Romeo and Juliet. Oh, day, oh, hateful day. Never was seen so black a day as this.
Not looking forward to it, then.
No, it's from the play.
That line might not make the show.
How come?
They've adapted it. Dispensed with the gang element, too violent.
So now what happens?
The Montagues and Capulets coexist in a spirit of mutual cooperation and respect. So there's no fighting.
What about the old star-crossed lovers drinking poison ending?
Well, Romeo does have a heated exchange with Paris, but they replace the poison with chamomile tea and everyone calms down.
Oh, Miles is making the costumes for us. He's always trying to outdo me, isn't he?
Oh, the green-eyed monster. That's from Shakespeare as well.
Hamlet.
I don't smoke. It's Othello, a tale of jealousy.
Oh, yeah, so he's minted and he's going out with my ex-wife. I mean, what's to be jealous of in that scenario? Hey, Bryn, is that girl looking at me?
I think she might be. Or squinting. Difficult to tell, really.
She is. She is definitely looking over. I'm going for it.
Check she's not squinting.
Excuse me, can I just squeeze past you?
Yeah, no problem, mate.
Cheers. Hi.
Hi.
It's a beautiful thing like you doing in a place like this.
I'm just having a pint, mate.
Not you, I was talking to her.
Oh, good, it was a weak line, mate, to be honest.
I know I'm not very good at this.
Hey, are you that bloke from the afternoon show on Light FM?
Yeah, that's me. I'm a little bit busy here, but it's always nice to meet the fans.
I wouldn't say I was a fan.
Well, you're obviously a listener.
Oh, I do listen. I'm just not a fan.
Thanks. Anyway, do you mind?
Yeah, sorry.
So, do you?
I've forgotten what the question was now.
He was asking you out. He's from Light FM.
I know.
Oh, are you a fan?
Not exactly. But you are wearing a Light FM t-shirt with your face on. You sponsored cars in the car park, and there are posters everywhere advertising the disco tonight, hosted by you, the Light FM DJ.
He doesn't sound that fat on the radio, does he, love?
Look, do you mind, mate?
Ignore me. Pretend I'm not here.
We wouldn't have a problem if you disappeared, you weirdo.
Sorry.
Not you. Listen, then. I'm with my mates.
Sorry, I know. I just...
I'm busy this week, but do you want to take my number?
Oh, you're going to give me a false number, aren't you, eh? I've had this before.
Look, have some confidence in yourself. Give me your phone. I'll put my number in. Call me.
I've lost my phone. Down a mineshaft.
Who's giving the excuses now?
It's a long story and a long drop.
Oh. I write it down for you.
Thanks.
And if it helps, I don't think you look fatter than you sound.
Don't you?
No. I always thought you sounded fat.
So, did you ring her?
No, Gran.
Why?
I lost a bit of paper.
You're always losing things. Paper, phones, that girl Lisa.
Don't you start. She went to Australia.
Yeah, yeah, to find herself. Well, has she?
I don't know. I've not heard from her since she went.
Maybe she's lost her phone down her mind.
Or the Great Barrier Reef.
Maybe. Anyway, that girl in the bar, maybe you should have written a number on the back of your hand. You can't lose your hand, can you?
Unless you like Blind Tommy from the Butchers.
He never should have worked there.
No.
He was a vegetarian.
Thank God you were here.
What's up?
Had loads of calls for you. From a John Lee Rock. Says he's been trying to get hold of you. Told him you'd lost your phone.
Oh, he's amazing. He, you know, he's a top agent in radio. Hey, he might want to represent me. What do you think?
I don't know. Is he any good?
Oh, superb, mate. Not just radio, TV, the internet.
He's got fingers in all the pies, eh?
Yeah, like Blind Tommy from the Butchers.
Was your phone not insured?
Apparently not for dropping it down a mineshaft.
Typical. Small print.
Yeah, dropping it down a toilet, fine. Mineshaft, no.
Technically, how can they say it wasn't a toilet? Someone could have done toilet there.
Yeah, I suppose the miners must have been down there.
My uncle was a miner.
Coal?
Tin. Although he worked in a coal mine. He didn't have much luck, to be honest. Got disillusioned.
I'm not surprised. I suppose he coped all right without a phone, though, eh?
Even if he had one, the signal down mines is very bad.
I'm actually finding it quite liberating not having a phone.
Oh, except not being able to take calls from the main man in showbiz and text a hot woman who bizarrely seemed to be keen on you.
What's bizarre about that?
You're not exactly beating them off, mate. You never have been.
What about Lisa? She was keen on me.
Aye, before she put as much distance between you as is physically possible without signing up to join the astronaut training programme. Oh, hello, Ray.
All right, lads. I can't stop. I'm in mid-tour. I thought I'd just say hello.
Hey, up, Ray. Is that a new watch?
Aye. A little present, that is, from my new potential son-in-law. I mean, not that he could ever replace you, Justin.
Oh, thanks.
But he's making a very good start. Him giving me stuff. What about that?
Yeah, yeah, well, it's not all about money, is it? I'm not having Miles bite his way into everyone's affections, least of all my son's. I'm going to have to do something positive.
Like what?
I don't know. What can I do that's positive and cheap?
Go round waving and smiling at people, saying, hello!
I said positive, mate, not mentally unstable. That Miles, he's now supplying the school production with all the costumes.
He's a very kind man.
Well, it's easy, isn't it, when you're in the fashion business to give stuff away? I bet it's all a tax write-off. I don't have stock.
No, we deal in words. Hang on. You could give a talk.
What about?
Well, what do you know a lot about?
The misery of my wife leaving me.
Yeah, like a cautionary tale. You know, how they get ex-drug addicts in to tell the kids how bad life can be.
Bit downbeat, maybe.
How about what it's like working at a radio station? A day in the life.
Get up, come in, press go on the computer, come home 2 hours later.
There's more to it than that, pal. There's all that witty repartee we do. Oh, we're back on air now. So, welcome back to Light FM. Where were we?
What's your favourite vegetable that's not green?
Do we have a winner?
It's neck and neck between carrots and potatoes.
Miles.
Justin.
You're here to pick Tanya up.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't you be playing golf with Sir Alan Sugar or something?
Lord Sugar. No, that's next week. I'm picking Justin Jr. up. You got the day wrong again.
No, actually, I've just been chatting to the head. I'm going to be helping out a bit round here.
Hey, very public-spirited. What are you doing?
I'm just going to come in, you know, and talk about working at the radio station.
Local radio, really fascinating. Very community-spirited, that.
Not just that. Show business, mate.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, I've got a meeting with John LaRock lined up.
Is he a wrestler?
No, he's a top agent. Maybe I'll talk about that, you know, my career progression.
Oh, I did a similar thing last week. Came in and talked about designer sportswear.
Yeah, I bet you didn't get to give out a load of Radio Light FM stickers, though.
No, I gave out a load of designer sportswear. So, speaking of helping out at the school, you weren't tempted to stand for the vacant governor post, then?
Oh, God, no, you're joking, aren't you? What a pain in the arse that'd be. Meetings, committees.
I put my name forward.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
So, you've put your name forward too. Bad move. He'll beat you.
Do you think?
He'll beat you to a pulp, leave you a gibbering wreck. Why would you put yourself through that?
Pride. I had to. I can't just stand by and let Miles take over completely in my son's life.
What happened to giving a talk about the radio?
Actions speak louder than words, Bryn.
You're no good at actions. I wouldn't put yourself through this.
I can't pull out now. I look weak.
You are in a no-win scenario, your friend.
Ah, but that also means I've got nothing to lose.
I like your twisted logic, you crazy guy. Right, let's think. What's he got that you haven't?
Money. He can bankroll a campaign with just this small change.
Politics isn't just about money.
What else is it about?
Reputation. Community respect.
2-0 then. He's like the Bill Gates of Manchester. He's an OBE VIP. The man's a philanthropist.
I've never seen the appeal of collecting stamps. Unless you own a post office. I'll be your campaign manager.
Consider yourself on board.
I'll be like Peter Mandelson, the shadowy puppet master.
What are your qualifications for being a shadowy puppet master?
My dad used to run a Punch and Judy stall at Colwyn Bay. Well, he did until he got nicked.
What for?
Stealing sausages.
What's the strategy then?
That's the way to do it.
No. I mean for the election.
Well, we'll go door to door.
Well, there's not much point in doing that. It's only other parents can vote.
OK, well, we'll... I don't know, get a database together and target them.
Not a bad idea. Hey, what about a slogan?
No, we're about policies, not slogans.
Yeah, but I don't have any policies, so we're going to need a slogan.
OK, how about, we're about policies, not slogans?
Not sure about that. Is it a slogan or a policy?
OK, what about, oh, this is a good one. Vote for Justin!
Is it really going to convince?
All right, how about, vote for Justin, please!
Not sure, it sounds a bit desperate.
I suppose we could go down the negative campaigning route.
What's that?
Don't vote for Miles!
I think when you're negative campaign, you draw something in about their character, don't you?
OK. Don't vote for Miles. He's rich, successful, kind, always giving stuff to the school, including his time, and a load of tracksuits and that. Plus, he's got a brilliant car.
He's got two. Hey, why don't you add in, and even Justin's ex-wife prefers him?
Do you think that would help?
You know what your problem is?
I've got a rough idea, yeah, but go on.
You're letting Tanya affect you. Ignore her. Move on.
I am, but she's my son's mother. I've got to see her.
You don't have to speak to her. You should take a leaf out of my dad's book. He never once spoke to my mother, apart from when he required his pipe or a cup of tea or sex.
Well, those days are gone with me and Tanya. She's got Miles now.
Well, concentrate on being a good dad, then.
I want to, but I just can't seem to muster the enthusiasm for anything. Maybe I'm depressed.
You're depressing.
Thanks, Gran. Can I have one of these Quality Street?
Yes, but don't have a green triangle. They're my favourites.
Are they? Oh, mine are the purple ones and the crinkly wrappers. I don't know, I just feel like Tanya's enjoyment makes me suffer.
You didn't have to stand against Miles, did you?
What, and let him win without putting up a fight? With his stupid trainers and his dying Death Star somewhere else. What is he, a kid?
You've got chocolate all over your face.
Well, this is it then, Bryn. The day of reckoning.
I did an opinion poll.
All right, oh good. And how are the numbers looking?
Well, I canvassed 50 people.
Mm-hmm. And? And?
And none of them own a tent.
What?
Yes, I didn't quite get what canvassing meant to begin with.
Sometimes you really frighten me, mate.
Anyway, once we'd got the camping formalities out of the way, I asked them if we could count on their votes.
All right, so how's it looking?
Good, very positive. Well, to kickstart, I'm sure I can count on your support to vote for yourself.
Of course.
That's one, then.
Good start.
I don't think we should focus on the numbers.
Why not?
Statistics don't prove anything.
They're doing an election.
Oh, well, here you are, a couple of pints for you two boys. Win or lose, we'll have a booze.
You see, the opinion polls can be wrong.
Yeah, I didn't get any votes at all.
What about your own vote? You promised me.
I voted for Miles. I got in that booth and changed my mind. I couldn't back a loser.
By the way, Justin, a bloke rang for you at home before. Said he was an agent in London.
That'd be John LaRocque.
John LaRocque?
John LaRocque, mate. He's the biggest name in radio.
Oh, I thought that was Andronicus Theolopidus Zacharopoulos.
Who?
Andy the Greek, who used to do the weather on breakfast.
He said he'd been trying your mobile, but it just rang and rang.
That'll be because you dropped it down a mine. Still, it proves one thing, I suppose.
What?
That there's no one living down at the bottom of that mine shaft.
Who'd be living at the bottom of a mineshaft?
I don't know. Maybe a primitive civilization of troglodytes who worship coal. Anyway, he rang the station before. I spoke to him. You've got a meeting tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, it's Justin Junior's play tomorrow. I'll have to get back for that.
Well, that's all right. Miles will be there.
Oh, yeah. Miles will be there. Seeing me wife, living in me house.
I thought Tanya had bought you out.
Details, Bryn. Mere details. And now he's going to be on the front row of my kids' play. It'll only be a matter of time before he starts calling him Dad.
It's only 2 hours on the train. I've been looking into the tickets.
And?
Well, I've got the thing here. The meeting's at 2:30, so you can get the 3:30 back up from London. £50. Piece of cake.
Oh, it's pushing it a bit to get to 3:30.
There's a 4 p.m.
How do you know that?
I've memorised every timetable on the British mainland.
Why?
Because train timetables aren't going to leave you after 30 years of marriage for a bloke they met at a salsa class.
You need to let that go, Ray.
I can't. I trusted Pepe. Every Tuesday, he picked her up. Don't worry, Ray. I make sure she well looked after.
Sounds like he looked after her a bit too well.
I get it, Bryn.
So did she...
Bryn!
Every Tuesday...
All right! OK, so I'll just get to 4 p.m.
Oh, hang on. There's an asterisk by the 4 p.m. Hold up. Yeah, the 3:30 is £50. The 4 p.m. is £400.
400 quid? What, is it made of gold or something?
Titanium zinc alloy.
What?
Pendolino's on the West Coast mainline. They're made of titanium zinc alloy.
I don't care. I'm not paying £400.
I'll drive.
Really?
Yes. I'm a good driver. I've been doing an advanced driving course.
Advanced driving? How advanced are you? Do you fly?
No, you just have to be aware of everything happening around you and be ready to react quickly.
Are you doing this despite not being able to do that in, like, real life?
You just have to talk through it as you do it. It's like bending the road, touch brakes, ease through corner, aware there's a school on opposite side ahead, that sort of thing.
And you do that all the time?
Pretty much, yes. I am now looking in the mirror. I am thinking about what lane to be in. I am assessing my speed.
We're going to get going in a minute.
Yeah, just finishing my last-minute preparations. I'm just looking at the car coming up behind us now. Not sure what he's going to do. OK, he's overtaken us. I'm looking in my mirror.
Seriously, Bryn, can we get going soon? We've been sat outside your house for half an hour.
Oh, we're motoring now. The M6, Stoke, Stafford... Wolverhampton.
The Highway of Dreams.
So, this fella...
John LaRocque.
What's he about?
Well, he's the head of a big showbiz agency.
He sounds important.
I've not actually spoken to him yet. First time I went for a meeting with him, he was stuck on a plane from LA. Second time, he just got back from the Brits and he slept through the entire meeting.
C- Couldn't you wake him?
Well, his PA tried to. Cold water, setting off the fire alarm. He seemed to stir slightly when she said she hadn't filed his expenses form.
Oh, well. Third time lucky. OK, I am now pulling over into the service station. I am now looking at the selection of hot and cold snacks. I'm deciding between the cottage pie and the tuna baguette.
Bryn.
Yeah?
Stop describing stuff.
OK.
John's just on his way. Can you take a seat?
I hope this don't take too long.
What will he want to talk about?
You know, my career and that, and how I see my progression.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be in and out then.
Thanks for the confidence boost, mate. I'm nervous, to be honest, and I'm feeling a bit guilty.
What about?
Well, we're cutting it fine for Justin Junior's play, aren't we? I can't let him down.
You're not. This is about him as well. You want to make him proud.
I know, you're right. If I could just syndicate my show nationally, you know, expand the Justin brand.
That'd really give your lad something to be proud of.
Well, I've not even met the man yet.
Yeah, but he'll be here in a minute, though. I mean, once he's met you...
Yeah, but that's half the battle with these guys. It's actually, you know, getting in front of him.
I bet. But he's on his way now. His PA just said so. What could go wrong now?
He's what? Cancelled all his afternoon meetings to go to his kid's school play?
Bugger.
What a great bloke.
Oh, well, back to the drawing board.
At least you'll be on time for Justin Junior's play now.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time.
Actually, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to just take a small diversion.
No problem, mate. I mean, you've been very generous to drive me.
It's only a short way from the M6. It's my great Auntie Tegwyn's birthday and I have a present to give her.
Oh, have you got her?
PS3 game. She loves it. Saigon Apocalypse Bloodbath 3.
Sounds like my gran.
What do you mean, it sounds like me?
Well, you're a modern sort of thinker.
Oh, yeah. Computer games, though, I'm not interested. In my day, if you sat in your armchair twiddling your fingers and thumbs for 8 hours, at least you had a cardigan to show for it at the end.
Oh, I quite like computer games. Before I lost my phone, I had Angry Birds on it.
Next girlfriends. What's Angry Birds?
Well, there's these pigs, right, and they've stolen some eggs.
Why have they done that?
I don't know, they must like eggs.
Pigs don't like eggs. How did they get into the bird's nest, in any case?
I don't know, it don't matter.
Well, if it doesn't matter, why is anybody bothering?
Well, it's just a game. You've got to fire the birds at the pigs through a catapult.
What's wrong with a game of darts? That's chucking things with feathers on them. And you can do that down the pub with your mates.
Anyway, that's when things started to go really wrong.
Right, here we are. Auntie Tegwyn's is just here, I think.
Bryn?
Yeah?
It's a field.
Oh, that's OK. She lives in a field. Well, near one. Obviously, she doesn't actually live in a field.
Yeah, but is it this field?
Well, it looks similar.
In what way?
Well, it's big and square and green. It's hard to tell since it's getting dark.
Well, is that a pub over there? We could ask.
Have you seen that film, An American Werewolf in London?
Yeah.
That bit where they go in the pub and everyone just goes dead quiet. I think we're in trouble here.
Oh, God.
They're all in on the terrible secret of the werewolf, and they're going to cast us out in a minute onto the moors where we'll get devoured.
Sorry, lads, we were just observing a minute's silence because Tony's dad died. What can we get you?
We're just looking for his great-auntie's house.
Well, where does she live?
Near a field.
It's near Wrexham.
Well, this is Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, I'll have to post it to her. Come on, Justin. Right, so which way are we going now, then?
I don't know. You're Mr. Map.
My phone's dead. Have you not got sat-nav on yours?
It's down on mine, mate.
So neither of us have got a phone or a sat-nav?
We've got a map, though.
Old school. Like it. What do you do with it?
Oh. You see that line there? That's a road.
Wow, that's clever. What's that line there?
That's another road.
What about that brown patch there?
I don't know. It looks like chicken tikka masala.
Oh, that'll be from the car curry party I had with the lads the other week. Crazy.
All right, listen. Turn around, turn left, turn right. It's 5 o'clock. We're going to be at a play in plenty of time.
Nothing can go wrong now.
Well, that was a very good play. The way the Montagues and the Capulets just got along in a spirit of mutual respect and understanding. It was very heartfelt.
To be honest, you and Bryn bursting in halfway through was a little off-putting.
We couldn't help being late. We'd had problems.
You didn't have to walk in through the back of the stage, though, did you? Could have entered through the auditorium.
Auditorium? It's the school canteen.
I'm just saying.
The map had a stain. It looked like a lake. Anyway, I thought Bryn and I blended in very well as part of the crowd scene.
I think you overplayed it a bit for me.
But wasn't Justin Jr. brilliant?
Oh, yeah. We're very proud of him.
What do you mean, we?
Well, as a school governor and the life partner of his mother.
Just say she's your girlfriend. Don't go using words like life partner.
Tanya and I have made a commitment to one another.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
And if you can't handle that, then I'm sorry.
I can't handle it. Just stop saying stuff you don't need to.
Ignore him, Miles. He's just jealous.
I'm not jealous.
You are.
All right, well, maybe I am a little bit, and maybe I'm man enough to admit that. I don't know why you have to be so life partner about it all the time. It's not easy, you know. I have to adjust to everything. It's not that long ago we were all living together, and me, you and Justin Jr. and... Maybe I find it hard not being there with him all the time.
The past's over, Justin.
Obviously, Miles. That's why it's the past. As opposed to the future, which hasn't happened yet, and the present, which is now, but I can still remember it.
Shall I go and get the jag?
Just say car! Having a big car doesn't make you more of a man, you know.
Right, stop arguing. Justin Jr.'s coming towards us. Hiya, sweetheart.
Hiya, kid. What's that in your hand? Do you see that, Miles? This is Lucky Lego Ewok.
So we like the little hairy thing, then?
I think so, but I don't think you should talk about Tanya like that.
I didn't mean Miles. He obviously likes Tanya.
Obviously, Mr. Perfect. Everyone likes him. Do you know, maybe it's me.
Don't say that.
Oh, thanks, Gran.
Oh, don't say maybe. It is you.
Cheers.
There's no point wondering what could have been and what should have been. It's done now. You're divorced. And that's that. Move on.
Moving on, accepting it. Why are you always telling me stuff like that?
I want you to learn from my mistakes.
What mistakes have you made I can learn from?
Well, here's one. When you get to my age and end up in a place like this, remember one thing.
Keep an active mind.
Well, yes, but...
Make sure you don't lose touch with your friends.
Yeah, and...
Make your bedroom as comfortable as possible, you know, with furniture from your own house.
More like, don't tell your annoying grandsons where you've moved to.
In Everyone Quite Likes Justin by Justin Morehouse and Jim Poyser, Justin was played by Justin Morehouse, Bryn by Lloyd Langford, Publican by Jim Poyser, Ray by Paul Copley, Receptionist Victoria Brazier, Miles by Rob Rouse, Tanya by Victoria Elliott, Gran was played by Anne Reid, the producer was Stephen Canny.